The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We are going to step into our interview with our author. You know, sorry to do you that, but yeah. But that is another topic that we really need to get into. Some of the functioning state systems, why aren't they as profitable as they were promised to be? What are some of the things that we need to change? But of course, the word of constitutional reform and how these things are decided upon, you know, that comes into the discussion as well. It's so many different things that we've ignored at one point bite us because we weren't on top or guided accordingly. Because that is another perspective I wanted to put forward, in that maybe there are certain investments or things that would have put us in a stronger position that, you know, would have made other nations, other entities wary of us. These two small islands, who they feel they are with all of this oil and gas, what kind of power are they looking for, you know? Well, you know, you have to kind of put that slant as well to at least get the juices going. All right, TNT, time to step into our second interview. Well, first one for Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speaking with Ms. Usha Ramlakhan, author of A Guided Journal for Managing Anxiety. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM, Ms. Ramlakhan. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? When did you start writing and why you chose to be an author?
Everyone, I am Usha Ramlakhan. I did this book. The idea came to me during COVID, actually, because of the number of persons that would have reached out to me during that period. They were struggling and they needed support, and that is where the idea came from, because there were also a lot of persons who they can't afford therapy, and therefore they are struggling and not able to go for therapy. And so this book that I did is a counselor in a book. So some of the questions that you would ask a client, or a counselor would ask a client, it is in the book to help them manage anxiety, stress and anxiety. So it's something that is designed to help persons navigate the overwhelming experience of anxiety.
Now, the thing is, we hear this term anxiety. Patrice sang a whole song on anxiety. What is anxiety? How does it present itself? Because I'm sure that it manifests in different ways. What would be an example?
So there are different symptoms of anxiety. Anxiety could range from emotional symptoms, cognitive symptoms, behavioral symptoms. So there are different symptoms that can that a person will go through, so they indicate to them that they are experiencing anxiety. So some of the emotional symptoms would be like, you know, someone who's constantly worrying, feeling restless, jittery, unable to relax. They might be irritable. They may become frustrated easily. And then those are the emotional symptoms. Then you may have like physical symptoms, like when your heart is racing or pounding, or you're feeling shaky, you know, your hands and your body shaking, or you're having difficulty breathing, or you're experiencing some type of lightheadedness, or you're getting some type of nausea, diarrhea, digestive problem. Those are some of the physical symptoms. Your muscles might feel tight. Then you may have some cognitive symptoms where you may have these overwhelming thoughts. You know, you may struggle to focus on tasks. You may be easily distracted. You may generally think the worst possible outcome in situations. You may have difficulty remembering details or staying organized. Then you may have the behavioral symptoms where, you know, you may have repetitive actions. Or rituals performed to reduce anxiety. You may avoid the behavioral symptoms. You may avoid social interactions. You may want to isolate yourself from others. You may find yourself fidgeting, or you may find yourself difficult to sit still. You may have problems falling asleep or staying awake or staying asleep. You may experience restless sleep. So all those are symptoms that can vary in intensity and it can vary in duration. So some anxiety symptoms can be mild and manageable, and others can be very severe and debilitating, and it might affect your daily life. So if these anxiety symptoms that I may have just, by the way, mentioned, you recognize that you're experiencing, whether it be persistent or overwhelming, then it will be important for you to seek help from a mental health professional.
And as you said in the beginning, if it is that they can't afford to get to the health professional, what are some of the management styles that can be applied by the average citizen to manage things like anxiety?
So there are different things a person can do to be able to manage anxiety. Something as simple as exercise, practice mindfulness, practice meditation, do different things as it relates to basically let your body stay physically exercised. So you do a lot of yoga and stretching and regular exercise. Try to develop a structured routine. By having a daily routine, it can create a sense of stability and it will reduce any uncertainty that can trigger anxiety. You know, you want to prioritize sleep. Try to get enough sleep. Try to get at least 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep every night, because when you are sleep deprived, it will definitely accelerate your anxiety. Some of the things you can do as well is like challenge those negative thoughts. Those negative thoughts that come into your mind, try to challenge it and try to be more positive. Use positive positive affirmations and try to counteract any negative self-talk. If you are someone who drink and smoke and stuff like that, you want to reduce alcohol and caffeine because it can increase your anxiety levels. You want to practice, again, as I said, relaxation techniques. You want to be able to speak with people, develop a community, form a community of persons that you can talk to, that you can relate to, that you can share your feelings with, a trusted friend, a family member, even a counselor. Practice gratitude. You know, write down some of the things that you are grateful for each day. Focus on positive aspects of your life that can help, you know, shift your mindset. There are a lot of things that you can do in your daily schedule that you can add into your daily routine. Eating a healthy, balanced meal, exercising, practicing mindfulness. If you believe in God, start your day with prayer and devotion. Take a walk, go out in nature, take a run. All those are little things that you can do if you are the early stages of anxiety, that you can use to manage those physical and emotional symptoms that you would be experiencing. You can develop a more healthy and balanced approach to life by adding all these different aspects into your daily schedule.
Now, just going through your bio briefly, I see that you have served as a guidance counselor and school psychologist for primary and secondary schools under the Ministry of Education. As today is the first day of school, how do students and teachers manage the anxiety that goes with a new school term? And what are some of the stories that, if you can tell any, how that situation was managed and success?
So one of the things as guidance counselors would do, because school psychologists are different, they do more assessments. Guidance counselors would do more interventions as it relates to this new school term and stuff. So you would find, like, as a guidance counselor, you do more helping the child to be able to adjust to the new school term, helping them to be able to fit in. So you would do like group sessions with them, help them to learn to manage their time, prioritize their tasks, develop classroom management skills, help them to learn how to balance their workload. So it's about integrating them into a new system. And a lot of persons experience anxiety when they are going into a new school system, because they wouldn't know how to make friends. They wouldn't know who they're going to meet. They no longer have the same friends that they used to. So as a guidance counselor, they would do some transition programs with them to help the students transition successfully into a new school.
And as an author, I know that I'm going to suggest your book as a recommended book to read. But other than that, are there any authors that you can recommend in terms of dealing with anxiety that would, especially for teenagers and young children, what are some of the books that you would recommend?
Locally, I don't know. Across the board, I don't know any authors locally that may have done a book on anxiety. So I wouldn't be, or in regards to helping them to manage. I think the ministry do have a workbook where they give the students as it relates to stress. Mm-hmm. That I know. So the students would generally get that from the ministry. Mm-hmm. At this level, I don't know of any authors that would have done something on anxiety. Mm-hmm. I know there may be others that may have done journaling and stress, but in anxiety, I don't know of any.
And okay, so let's say you're going through your day, you're driving on the highway and you see a bad drive and it gives you a level of anxiety. What are some of the calming down exercises that someone can do while they're stuck in traffic? You know, because that could raise some anxiety levels. Because I'm sure that there are a few listening to us as they're on the road right now.
Right. So while you are driving and you're feeling anxious or you're feeling unsettled, some of the things that you can do as it relates to calming yourself down would be something as simple as take a deep breath. Try to control your breathing. Take slow, deep breaths, you know, through your nose, hold for a few seconds, then exhale slowly through your mouth. What that would do, as simple as that is, it would help to activate your body's relaxation response, and it will then calm your nerve. You want to practice mindfulness while driving, because when you bring your attention to the present moment by focusing on, you know, the sights, the sound, the sensation of driving, you would notice the feel of the steering wheel, the sound of the engine, the road ahead, and this can help to reduce the anxious thoughts about potential problems, because some persons are experiencing anxiety because of all the accidents they are having. So you want to try to focus on the present. While you are driving, you can practice positive self-talk by reassuring yourself or reminding yourself that you are capable of driving safely. You can use calming of affirmations like, I am in control, I can handle this, and you can counteract any negative thoughts that may come into your mind. Listening to music, singing along to the music. We all have radio in our cars, vehicles. Put on music that you enjoy, sing along to it, and allow yourself to be engrossed in it to the point where you are distracted from...
Create a playlist, yeah.
Yeah. So you want to have the... But one of the things you want to do when... You plan for what could happen, because many times people give you a bad drive and people will wind on your glass and tell you something, and you did not plan how to respond to someone that may come into that space negatively. So what I would do is familiarize yourself or remind yourself or plan in your head, if someone were to do this, this is how I would respond. And in that way, you're practicing a controlled behavior by preparing yourself mentally and emotionally and physically how to respond if something negative were to happen.
Almost like role playing in your mind.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. You're preparing yourself for it. So when it do happen, you almost as though it happened, you are able to respond in an automatic sense.
Now, you've mentioned the word mindfulness a couple of times. Could you explain what that is? Because someone hearing it for the first time may not be too keen on what is practicing mindfulness.
Right. So mindfulness in itself is the practice of paying attention fully to your present moment with being open and non-judgmental, with having a non-judgmental attitude. It involves with you being aware of your thoughts. So you have to be a self-aware person to be aware of your thoughts, be aware of your feelings, be aware of your bodily sensations, be aware of your surrounding environment without getting caught up in them. So you have to now begin to pay attention to your body. When your body is speaking to you, pay attention to the bodily sensations that you're experiencing. The goal of mindfulness is to cultivate a deep sense of awareness and to accept that whatever is happening in the present moment, whether it is positive or negative or neutral, that you can, you are aware, you are very present in that moment. And so you are focusing on the here and now rather than dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Because when you worry, about things, it is what is creating that anxiety. You know, you want to accept your thoughts and emotions and experiences as they are without trying to change them or push them away. And so there are many benefits to mindfulness because it can reduce your stress and it can reduce your anxiety. When you focus on the moment and you practice mindfulness, it can reduce your stress and anxiety. Because the more you focus on past events and the more you worry about the future, the more your anxiety will be activated. It would also improve your concentration. And when you practice mindfulness, it would improve your attention, your focus. It would make it easier to stay engaged with tasks. You know, sometimes some people have problems focusing. It would help them to improve their focus. It's a skill that can activate your body's relaxation response. It would help you to reduce the physical tension that we experience, the little tension here and the little tension there, and it would promote a sense of calm.
Mm-hmm. That would come with practice and, or I guess, a state of meditation, because you did mention that sitting quietly in a space for about 15, 20 minutes, not thinking about anything. Yes. Yeah, just kind of going to a zone. Yeah.
Yes, correct. And so mindful breathing, like what I said earlier in regard to practicing breathing, Anika, that is a mindfulness activity because you're focusing on your breath. You're focusing on how it's moving in and out of your body. You are noticing the sensations of breathing without trying to change it. So that is mindful breathing. You can do mindful walk at the end of the workday or in the morning. You can go for a mindful walk, which is just walking slowly and focusing on your feet, the ground, everything around you, you know, the way your body is moving through. That is a mindful walk. You can even practice mindfulness while eating slowly, savoring each bite, paying attention to the taste, the texture, the aroma. That is mindful eating. So you want to be able to practice mindfulness and incorporate into your daily life, because once you do and you master it, it will enhance your well-being and it will reduce stress. It will basically improve your overall mental and emotional health. So it is something that I would encourage people to, if they have not been doing it, to start it. And involve and add it to your everyday activities. It's not something that it takes away from your schedule. You can add it into your schedule, as simple as driving, as simple as walking, as simple as breathing, as simple as eating. You can add it into your schedule.
And finally, where can anyone who's listening right now and would like to get into that practice of mindfulness and managing anxiety, where can they get your book?
My book is located at three locations right now. It is in Port of Spain, Alcazar Street, St. Clair, at Paper-Based Bookshop. It is in Lanch Park, Montrose, at Scribbles and Quills. Mm-hmm. And it is at Mid-Center Mall, Shipwarners, at Book Pavilion. It's also on Amazon, and it's on my website, www.daretolivett.com. I am trying to get it in South, so by this week I'll get confirmation if it will be available in South. And but for now, those are the three locations, physical locations.
And by chance, are there other titles under your name that we didn't mention?
Titles as in books?
As in books, yes.
No, I'm a first-time author. This is my first book.
Well, congratulations on stepping into the sphere. Welcome to it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it took a leap of faith.
But it wouldn't be my last.
No, that's good to hear. Thank you so much for the tips as well. And Trinidad and Tobago, you heard it first. Miss Ramlakhan. Yeah. Sorry about that. She is first-time author and has brought a book. And I think that in TNT, because of so many stressful situations, the crime situation, not being able to afford certain things when you go to the grocery and so on, those are levels of anxiety that we need to at least admit we're experiencing collectively, you know. And we appreciate the information that you are willing to disseminate so that, you know, we can make better citizens, because a real stressful time coming up at the end of this year into next year, I mean, we may very well need some meditation tips, trust me.
Yes, Yeah. And you know, the thing about it is that we all at some point in time will experience some level of stress and anxiety. Mm-hmm. It does not make you weird. It is very normal. It's a part of our daily life. We just have to learn how to manage it. So you must be able to recognize the symptoms and then learn to develop effective strategies to manage it. Now, all the tips in the book would not work for everyone. I would always say to everyone, find what works for you and do more of it. So if hiking works for you, go hiking. If running goes for you, go. If running works for you, do running. If cooking works for you, it helps to come. So find what works for you and don't compare yourself to others. But what would work for me would not work for you. So find what works for you and do more of it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us here on Freedom 106.5 FM. And when you're ready with the next book, you know where to come to.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.